From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says he's ready to talk to GOP congressional leaders about finding areas where Democrats and Republicans can cooperate following the contentious midterm elections.
No one party will be able to dictate where we go from here, that we must find common ground in order to set, in order to make progress on some uncommonly difficult challenges.
But NPR's David Wellness says congressional leaders from both parties sound reluctant to make the first move toward compromise.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell went to the U.S. Capitol to deliver what sounded like an ultimatum to his Democratic colleagues.
Our friends on the other side can change now and work with us to address the issues that are important to the American people that we all understood. Or further change obviously can happen in 2012.
McConnell had earlier declared Republicans' top priority would be making sure President Obama is not reelected in 2012. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says it's Republicans who should change their ways.
If they're unwilling to work with us, there's not a thing we can do about that. But the American people can see that like a very, very slow curveball.
Reid said he's comfortable with his slimmed-down majority. David Wellman, NPR News, the Capitol.
The latest problem with jet engines on the world's largest jumbo jet, the A380, have prompted Qantas Airlines to ground its fleet of the planes. One of the engines on a Qantas flight to Sydney burst into flames and had to be shut down. Lars Sandberg, a passenger on that flight, told the BBC he heard a bang, then looked out the window and saw smoke and flames coming from the engine.
We were being reassured at regular intervals, so there was no crazy panic on the plane. But just that unnerving thud and actually seeing the damage when we landed and went on the runway, that was a scary moment for me.
Stuart Cohen says the jetliner was forced to make an emergency landing at Singapore.
Witnesses on the ground in Indonesia reported hearing a large explosion. TV pictures show a large piece missing from one of the plane's engine casings. This is the most serious technical problem reported with the relatively new super jumbo jet, which is capable of carrying almost 800 passengers. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says the central bank's move to pump hundreds of billions of dollars into the U.S. financial system should help boost the nation's economy out of its doldrums without triggering inflation. He made the comment in an op-ed piece in The Washington Post today. John Sylvia, chief economist with Wells Fargo Securities, says the Fed action will put downward pressure on long-term interest rates.
It seems as if rates will stay at this level for a while, so you don't have to rush out and get the mortgage rate before interest rates move up. Because the Fed is really in the ballgame.
Sylvia says rates had already declined in anticipation of the Fed's action. This is NPR News from Washington. France's interior minister says police have arrested two men suspected of preparing a terrorist attack on that country. Eleanor Beardsley reports the arrests come during a time of heightened security measures across France.
Interior Minister Brice Hortefeux said the two men, who are French citizens and brothers, are being charged with criminal association with a terrorist enterprise and are currently being questioned by police. France has been on heightened terrorist alert for months, and police have already questioned 85 people suspected of being involved in planning terror attacks since the beginning of the year. 27 have been locked up. Hortefeux said the French police were extra vigilant and that many new security measures have been put in place. France has suspended all freight traffic from Yemen after several package bombs exploded last week. Hortefeux said French airports have also put in place tighter passenger screening measures. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
A hurricane warning has been posted in Haiti as Tropical Storm Tomas approaches. The storm is gaining strength as it barrels across the Caribbean. And Todd Kimberlane at the National Hurricane Center says Tomas could cause real problems for Haiti.
We think the environment is favorable for Tomas to become potentially a hurricane as it passes close its approach to Haiti.
Kimberlane says the storm is likely to dump 5 to 10 inches of rain or more on Haiti. More than a million earthquake survivors in Haiti are still living in tent camps, and relief groups say some supplies are running short there. NASA mission managers say they will try again tomorrow to launch the space shuttle Discovery on its final flight. Today's scheduled launch was scrubbed early this morning because of stormy weather at the Kennedy Space Center. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for